Today from the Ohio Newsroom, spending more time outdoors in 2024.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, providing students with the tools to explore and transform the world around them through online degree programs built on a foundation of social, economic, and environmental justice. More at antioch.edu.
I'm Erin Gatzacker. This year, the Ohio Newsroom is resolving to explore more of the state, and we want you to join us. So this week, we are talking with Ohioans about how to accomplish our New Year's resolutions. Today, how to get outside more with Jason Fallon from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Jason is a lover of the outdoors. He's been hiking, camping, paddling, wildlife watching all over the state and the country. So we're so excited for him to join us today. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Erin. So great to join you today.
So what are your favorite ways to spend time outside?
There's so much because the outdoors is amazing. My absolute favorite thing to do is hike. Because not only is it a great way to get outdoors and see the outdoors, it's also a great way to stay healthy. I love it because, you know, I can do it in a group. I can do it by myself. It's just as enjoyable either way.
You know, of course, we love getting outside when the weather's nice in the summer and maybe the fall. But right now, it's January in Ohio and it's cold outside. Any tips on how to enjoy Ohio's winter?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the winter is one of my favorite times to get outdoors because there's not a lot of people outside. First and foremost, safety, number one, you know, make sure you dress for the weather, have the right shoes, which is super duper important. But our state parks and nature preserves and even wildlife areas and forests are spectacular because of the ice formations. It's like a winter wonderland in a lot of our state parks and nature preserves. If you go down to Hocking Hills, we have our winter hike. Absolutely stunning. But, you know, just our little parks like Nelson Kennedy Ledges, just south of Cleveland, Clifton Gorge State Nature Preserve, right outside Yellow Springs, all great places to go this winter.
Let's dive into that a little bit more. You've worked with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources for over a dozen years. So what are some hidden gems around the state that you think all Ohioans should get to explore?
Sure. So I touched base briefly on Nelson Kennedy Ledges. So it's just south of Cleveland. It's almost like you're in Narnia or Lord of the Rings with the rock formations. And it is beautiful any time of the year. If you're looking for a paddle excursion, Cowan Lake State Park in July and August, we have lotus blooms that are flowering there and you can actually paddle in them. They smell like vanilla if you get up really close to them. You know, getting all the different senses really activated when you're outdoors is the best way to enjoy it. So whether it be sight, smell, touch, I mean, there's so many great things to do. The other one real quick would be Caesar Creek State Park, kind of down near Cincinnati. So I'm kind of giving you an all over the state feel. A great place to go, you know, paddling and hiking there is great. There's a swinging bridge. There's a little waterfall. There's a really cool pioneer village. So again, fun for the entire family.
Jason, why do you think it's so important for people to spend time in nature?
The outdoors is, it's always there. I mean, it's like you have a free pass to enjoy the beauty of nature. So to me, it's putting down your cell phone, kind of immersing yourself in that beauty and just kind of to let go.
If you could propose a New Year's resolution for all of Ohio, what would you propose?
Well, since it's our 75th anniversary for ODNR, I would challenge everyone in the state to get outside 75 days this year, whether it be hiking, you know, going and watching birds, just, you know, taking a walk around the block. That is my New Year's resolution, which I'm challenging all Ohioans to do this coming year.
Jason Fallon with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Thanks for helping us get outside this new year.
Thanks so much, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.